The scripture reading is John 14, 10 and 11. Let me read. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, are you all reading the Bible diligently? It is God's will to read the Bible, and the senior pastor gave us a way for our faith to grow up quickly. Senior pastor was with us. While he was with us, he was giving us advice and he was giving us homework. And he gave us this homework of reading the Bible and writing down the do's and don'ts and in the Bible. So when we write down these things and realize ourselves, it'll give us. This is a way for us to go into the rock of faith. And in the Lunar New Year meeting, he gave us this homework to read both New Testament and Old Testament so we can read them. We can realize ourselves while reading the Bible. So in obedience, I believe you are being filled with the grace. But this is not just the advice of the senior pastor, but it's the will of God. Deuteronomy 11:18-20 says, "You shall therefore impress these words of mine on your heart and on your soul, and you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. You shall teach them to your sons, talking of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." At that time, they didn't have the Bible as we do today. Bible was consolidated and published the book only several hundreds of years ago. And so God is telling us to teach our sons day and night. We have to read it day and night. Keep it in our mind and practice it. And how thankful we are that we always have the access to the Word of God. We can always read it. So it is something so thankful. And as we are, and to read the Bible is to love God and the will of God. Psalm 1 explains about the blessed. It says, verse 2 says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." So to read the Bible is the will of God. So according to this will of God, as you read the Bible says, abstain from all forms of evil, and it is to love God, to keep His all God's commandments. There is so much emphasis on this. And as you through the Bible, there are many testimonies who say they are filled with grace. Why? Because they understand that our church is living according to the Bible. They realized once again, the shepherd is teaching us the Bible, and he's showing us whatever is in the Bible to us. And as you feel, you are thankful. So this is the chance. This is to catch the chance of rapid change. I believe you want to have quick growth of your faith. And you cannot, God also gave us this blessing for our spirit to, faith to grow up quickly. But we have to catch it. We have to follow God's guidance. So in obedience, as we read the Bible and feel the will of the Father, and we can feel that this church is showing the will of God, all the things that are recorded in the Bible, and we can feel that the senior pastor is teaching exactly according to the Bible, and he is showing us what is in the Bible, and it will help us in the spiritual growth. Pastor Mi-Young Lee once gave us a testimony. There was a new believer who began to read the Bible. And because she didn't know about the Bible very well, but as she was reading the Bible, all these signs and wonders in this church, they are also in the Bible. She realized, of course, you all know, but because this believer is a new believer, so reading the Bible, she is, this church is showing all the things that are in the Bible, so she became so fervent and passionate, so she wanted to spread this news. And I was very happy to hear such a testimony. So as you read the Bible, I believe you feel a lot more things. You realize a lot more things than before. And as you read the Bible, these words of God touch you even more. And you feel the greater love of the Father God through the Bible. So reading the Bible, of course we will read the Bible all the time. But now is a special time that we can feel a lot more things, where we can have a lot feel and realize a lot more things. So in this message, let us delve into the God in the Old Testament and also a God that appeared in our church. And there will be more sessions on this title, under this title, Church Living the Bible. And the Bible, the author of the Bible is God. Bible is written by the people who are inspired by God. So when we read the Bible, we can meet God and we can understand His will. And we can feel His love. In the Old Testament, God showed Himself. He showed His almightiness by the following signs and wonders. He let the people believe Him. And the Bible writes about God's will. When parents go out for some time, they ask the children to do some things at home. So it's just like that, God is telling us to do a lot of things. Also, He teaches us through His men, prophets. So He warned the people through the prophets, and God was guiding the people, especially in the Pentateuch. After the Exodus, sons of Israel, they stood up against Moses. I believe you were feeling, and as you were reading about Moses, I believe that you also thought about the shepherd. And you might have thought, why are these people so foolish? But you could have also realized that you are doing the kind of the same thing. And most of you finished the New Testament and reading the Old Testament. So I'm going to talk about the general overview of the Old Testament. So as you read through, I hope you will feel the love of God more. The Bible writes about God's will for us, what we have to do, what we must not do. And the sons of God, Israel, they were taught the will of God, but they didn't obey. So that's why they faced trials and disasters. But God didn't forsake them, but God sent His prophets, judges, to let them understand the will of God, to teach them God's will. So if they repented, God protected them, loved them. That is the love of God. So as we read the Bible, one more thing we have to realize is the will of God, the great love of God in the Bible. So that's if you commit sins, it is death and punishment. So God is pleading with us not to commit sins, but obey His will, commandments. This is the general overview of what the Old Testament is all about. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." So, beginning with this verse, God writes that He is living by Himself. He is who He is. And He created everything. He controls everything. But He couldn't show Himself before the people. Exodus 33:20 says, "But you cannot see My face, for no man can see Me and live." So He couldn't show Himself to the people because He is God. He is the Almighty, the light itself. So He couldn't just appear in His own image. Then if He can appear on this earth, we might think we can believe Him. But because we are sinners, if we see Him, who is light itself, we will die. So He cannot show Himself to us. So what does He have to do? He, through the people who depend on Him, who rely on Him, who communicate with Him, He showed Himself. And through the prophets, powerful prophets, He showed His power to prove Himself. He couldn't show Himself on this earth, but through the people who had upright heart, He let the people know His will. He showed Himself through these upright people. When people believed in God and obeyed Him, they received blessings. This way, God showed that He is Almighty, and He received glory, and it was written in, it is written in the Bible, especially before the nation of Israel was formed, through Abraham and through Enoch. God let the people know through these men, and when they obeyed God, God blessed them. God blessed them so much. He gave them so much blessing. And so through man of God, God showed Himself. Because He cannot show Himself to us. Through His man, He was guiding them. And in their lives, God showed His almightiness, His love, and His will. And that the Bible is the records about these things, so that we can understand God's will and follow it. How did God show Himself through Abraham? He chose this man, Abraham, who was obedient, and God taught him the will of God, and He guided him. He blessed him. He gave him answers to prayers. So He let the Bible talk about this. He wants to show Himself to everybody. He wants to share His deep love with everybody. But if we do not believe Him, if we do not obey Him, He cannot show Himself to us. So, if He wants to show Himself, we have to believe Him firmly with an upright heart. So to these people, God can show Himself to show His almightiness and His love. And that's what He does even today. He wants to show Himself to us. He wants to be with us. He wants to walk with us. And He wants to show the evidence of His Almighty God. But depending on how much we obey Him, He can show the evidence, or if we do not obey Him, He cannot be with us. That is the justice of God. So there are so many people in the Bible. In the history of humankind, there were so many people, but through these men of God, God met them and God guided them. And through these men, God let the people know the will of God. And through their examples, we can understand and we can make up our mind to follow the will of God. As Abraham obeyed the will of God, God blessed him so much. God was God of blessing. God was God of love. Abraham was infertile. He couldn't have a baby. But by the blessing of God, he had his son at the age of 100. And also, God blessed this righteous man, Abraham, and God tells us about that he is so delighted with righteousness and justice. And so reading through the Bible, we can understand that God is almighty and he has nothing impossible. He can give the blessing of conception. He can solve the problem of drought. He can solve any kind of problem. And so through these men who met God, we can understand God is almighty. And those who obey his will, and God delights with goodness and righteousness through the records about the people who obeyed God. Abraham was righteous and he received so much blessing. He was prosperous everywhere he went. But of course, sometimes he had some difficult situations. Two times his life, Sarah, was almost taken by other kings. But even in these situations, Abraham relied on God only, and God blessed Abraham that even the kings would fear respect and revere Abraham. And also Pharaoh, eventually, evil Pharaoh, later acknowledged God. So, even the Gentile kings, even the Gentile people, they came to recognize God, acknowledge God. That's how he showed himself. He received glory. So through this man of God, he tells us about what he is pleased with. So we can understand this. So that's how he showed himself. And after these periods, and after the nation Israel was formed, God was telling Abraham and his descendants that he was going to bless them, sons of Israel. And so the Old Testament is a story about how the kind of relationship they had, the sons of Israel had with God. God didn't just show himself to Israel, but even to Gentile people too. During the Exodus, he showed such great power through Moses. So even the Egyptians, Pharaoh, came to acknowledge God. So somebody might say, why would God choose Israel among so many nations? But it's not only because he has favoritism, but through this nation, he let himself known to other people too. Through Moses, God spoke to Pharaoh. Moses said, God told us to give sacrifices to the Lord our God, so we have to give sacrifices. Moses told Pharaoh, at that time, the sons of Israel were slaves in Egypt, so Pharaoh wouldn't let them go. But Pharaoh said, I don't know who this Lord God of yours is. Exodus 5:2 says, but Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord. And besides, I will let Israel go. He says, I don't know the Lord. So why should I obey him? Of course, Pharaoh didn't know about this, the Lord God. But as Moses said, when the plagues came, and when the plagues stopped by the prayer of Moses, as you know very well, there were 10 plagues. And only then did Pharaoh come to acknowledge God. Even this Pharaoh, evil Pharaoh, acknowledged God. Exodus 9:27 says, Then Pharaoh sent for Moses and Aaron and said to them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is the righteous one, and I and my people are the wicked ones. God said, Who is this Lord? I don't know the Lord. But then, after these 10 plagues, he came to acknowledge God. God is really there. He is righteous. And his attitude was completely changed. So even the sons of Israel, as plagues came upon Egypt, as Moses said, and their land, Goshen, was protected, they came to have faith. Exodus 14:31 says, When Israel saw the great power which the Lord had used against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in His servant Moses. Through these without these signs and wonders, they cannot really believe in the Almighty God, God the Creator. God is living and working. He created human beings. So He wants to show Himself to human beings. He wants them to serve Him, worship Him. But to let us believe Him, He shows these signs and wonders. As I said, if He appears in His own image on this earth, we can believe Him. But it's not right. We can't live. So through, because He can't do that, He only through these signs and wonders, He shows Himself. And He, so that the people can believe Him. And that is what the Old Testament is about. So through prophets, He showed His power. And through those powerful works, God taught them, taught the people will of God. Taught the fact that He is the only God. And in the New Testament, the Word became flesh and came to this earth. He is Jesus. And the ministry of Jesus, we will get into His ministry in the next session. And because Jesus is God Himself, there were so many signs and wonders. And He showed the living God. John 4:48 says, So Jesus said to Him, Unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. Jesus is God in origin. And He is the Word Himself. And Word became flesh and came to this earth. And God was showing Himself, actually. But the people didn't believe Him. So only through signs and wonders, Jesus confirmed the words that He was preaching. And that He was the true one, true God. Without the evidence, one cannot be true. So we have to have this evidence so we can believe one's words. So even Jesus did the same. So many apostles confirmed the words of God, showed the living God through the following signs, and testified to Jesus. So we can believe in the Almighty God through these signs and wonders, both in Old and New Testament. Through the powerful works of God, signs and wonders. There was this new believer I mentioned who was reading the Bible, and there are so many these biblical signs and wonders are in this church too. So she was thankful. So as you read the Bible, we can also find out that we have these signs and wonders in the Bible. So we can believe in the Bible even more firmly so our faith can grow up more quickly. So the Bible talks about the living God. And through the Bible, God is telling us to believe in Him. But to my regret, currently there are so many Christians around the world. And there are so many people who say they believe in the Lord. But they don't see any evidence of the living God. So they don't have true faith. There are 7.2 billion people right now, today, and how many of them are seeing these actual signs and wonders, evidence of the living God? So they don't have true faith. The Bible clearly writes about the living God and the evidence, but because they are not realized in the actual reality, they cannot have true faith. So the churches and the pastors, they have to show the Bible. They have to show what is in the Bible. They have to show what is in the Bible. Only then will they not only believe in the head, but they will believe in the heart. They will have the spiritual faith. So they will cast off sins and they'll come to love God first. But many churches, do they do that? They say they are preaching the will of God. They say they are teaching the words of God, but they don't have any works that follow. So those who are listening to those messages, they cannot really believe the will of God. They just come to church on Sunday. It seems they are believers, but during the other 6 days of their lives, they live just like the worldly people, unbelievers. So many Christians are doing that because they do not have any true faith, because they didn't see any signs and wonders. We are living in this kind of generation. But this church and shepherd, how since the opening of the church for the last 32 years, he's been showing the signs and wonders, tangible evidences of the living God. We are preaching the living God, and only with the sure evidence, with a tangible and visible evidence, through the power of the shepherd, God is showing himself and he is proving that the Bible is true. Some people say, Omami Church, they emphasize on the power of God so much. Why? The power of God is the work of God. They are the works of God. So we are emphasizing that God is living. What is wrong with it? It is true, and isn't it something good? Aren't we doing well? Of course, it is true to show the signs and wonders, but many churches, most churches, they can't. And so they are jealous of the signs and wonders that are manifested here. But you have to boldly preach about these things. The power of God, the power of the shepherd, it is the evidence of the living God. And it is showing that the Bible is true. So we are living in the Bible. In this church, our shepherd, since he met the living God, he understood the Bible is the will of God, and he has been diligently reading the Bible to understand the will of God. So he's telling us so many, do this, don't do, don't, and keep and cast away so many things. He was giving us, he's teaching us his know-how, how he quickly cast away sins, how he sanctified himself quickly. He taught us this way, and we are following his example. He met God so dramatically, and the God is not visible to our eyes, and he learned that the Bible is the will of God. He wanted to learn the will of God so much, so he was reading the Bible so hard, and he understood the will of God, and he compared, applied the will of God in his own life, and whatever was not right in his life that was against the word of God, he changed them so to obey the will of God. He loved God first that way, and he lived with only hope of heaven. Isn't it something like Abraham, after he met God, he just lived in faith, followed God's will. He just obeyed him, obeyed God all the time. And the same kind of blessing given to Abraham was given to our shepherd too. So since our shepherd was so obedient to God's will, he received the calling to become a servant of God, a pastor. And in obedience to God's will, he opened Mamin Church. And before opening of the church, after he received the calling to become a servant, he had to make the people believe in God. But only with words, he couldn't do that. He couldn't make them believe. So that is why he began to ask for the power of God. Without the power of God, nobody can. You cannot show the living God. You say, even though he was telling the people, I was healed after 7 years of sickness, God healed me, and God is really true God. But they were saying, is that so? But they couldn't have true faith. So to give them true faith, to let them have true faith, he wanted to show the evidence. And after he became a pastor, he prayed so much and fasted so much to receive the power of God. And as he stored up so much prayers and fasting, even before the opening of the church, he began to show the power of God. And after the opening, there were so many manifestations of the power of God, and so there was such great revival in the church. Along with that, there were publication ministry and so many other kinds of forms of ministries to preach the living God. And he preached the living God greatly in this nation. And especially since the year 2000, he began to show the living God all around the world. The power of Moses in the Bible, and through the works that he manifested, even the Gentile nations, other nations, they were acknowledged God and they were afraid, they feared God. And the second generation of the Exodus, when they were conquering the Canaan land, Moses sent two spies to Jericho, and they were hiding in Rahab's house. Joshua 2:9 says, Rahab said, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land have melted away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of Amorites, who are beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. So these were the powerful works of God manifested through Moses. When we heard it, our hearts melted, and no courage remained in any man any longer because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. It is not any of the sons of Israel. It was a Gentile woman, Rahab. And through you people, I see that the Lord God is living, and he is the only God. That's what the Rahab said. That's why she received the blessing too. So through these verses, not just this woman, but there were so many people in Jericho too. They were afraid of Israel. When sons of Israel, following the will of God, they circled around the city of Jericho 13 times. And from within the city, there was no attack. They didn't launch any attack. At first, they must have wondered what they were doing, but they were just circling around the city, even with the children. Then, from the city, they could have launched an attack. Why would they build a city wall? It is to attack those who are outside and to keep themselves. But the people, they were just circling around. They were outside the city walls. But the people, they couldn't launch an attack because, as Rahab said, they were so afraid of the sons of Israel. Because they saw and heard the evidences of God being with the sons of Israel. So even the inhabitants of Jericho, they were afraid of God. They were afraid of the sons of Israel. And even while they were circling around the city walls, they couldn't do anything. They were just being afraid. So even the Gentiles, as they heard and saw, they heard about the evidence of God, they were afraid of God. So only with the power of God you can show the living God even to the Gentiles. And our shepherd is doing these things. The powerful works of God manifested through the shepherd. You know, these works make people believe in the Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of the differences in language or race or nation. Even those who didn't know very well about the living God, you know, so many people gathered when we publicized in the name of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. In case of first when he went to Uganda, we didn't even know that there was such a country in Africa, because they don't have so much relationship with South Korea, and there was no South Korean Korean restaurant either. So we had to pack a lot of food. We didn't even know about those things. So, but we didn't know about these things, and we just had to eat the different kinds of food all throughout the missionary trip. And after the crusade was over, when we went to Kenya, Reverend Myungho Jung's wife, she cooked ramen once, noodles, and we said that it was a party, ramen party. We never tasted any spicy, Korean spicy food, so it was so delicious. And we didn't even know about this country. We didn't have any relationship with this country. But beginning with this crusade, what we were publicizing was the power of God manifested in this church. We were publicizing about the power of God, and people were amazed. And of course, we were trying to prepare for this, gather many people to the crusade, but we were wondering how many people would actually gather. But there were so many people in the stadium, and they saw the manifestation of the power of God, and only through the prayer from the pulpit, from the stage, so many people, they were healed. Just by prayer done from the stage, so many AIDS patients were healed, the lame came to walk, they threw away crutches, and so many people suddenly stood up with their chairs, and there was a layman who just stood up, and they were seeing these things, and they were cheering, and they were shouting with joy. Even though there were disturbances, even though it was a country that the senior pastor visited for the first time, and once they see the power of God, everything just calms down. So many people accept the Lord, and they are healed, and they believe in God. They believe in Jesus. So, through this power of God, so many people came to believe in the living God and the Lord Jesus. The power of the shepherd just calmed down all the disturbances. And when the tens and hundreds of thousands of people, even millions of people, when they heard the gospel and saw the power of God, they accepted, acknowledged the living God, and gave glory to God. This is the will of God, and all the records about the Bible are about all these things. This is all. The Bible is all about the power of God, showing the living God. But there were hindrances of the devil. But there were difficulties too. But as you read through the Bible also tells us about these hindrances. Many forefathers of faith, even the prophets, they were persecuted. They went through difficulties, hardships. Some of them were killed. Even Jesus was persecuted. All the apostles went through difficulties, hardships. They were martyred. But despite the persecutions and the oppositions, the man of God, man of faith, they wouldn't step back, but they only gave glory to God. And that was how the ministry of the senior pastor has been accomplished. He only gave glory to God. He only won the victory. The enemy devil, they hate the work of God being done, but they were so afraid of the power of the shepherd. In Pakistan, a Muslim country, and the government gave the permission for the crusade to be held. But right before the crusade was held, they closed up the gates of the location, the stadium, and you can't have the crusade. But they just canceled their permission at the last minute. But through this one of the powerful men, minister chosen by God, God, let us have, let the gates open once again. And so he could preach about the living God and Jesus Christ, the Savior. When there were hindrances, God's glory was revealed even more greatly. So, we can understand that the enemy devil and Satan are so afraid of the power of the shepherd. In India Crusade, just even by changing the law, they wanted to stop this crusade. But he was just boldly preaching about the living God and Jesus Christ, and so many people, just so many people, countless people gathered together and witnessed the power of God. It was broadcast live to all throughout the country. And since then, City Pastors Crusades have been telecast to all of the world through satellite. And through all the crusades until that we had until now, we can understand, we can see the power of God. And in Estonian crusade, you heard last week through John and Kim that the power of the Antichrist, they are holding the power in so much depth, even in Protestant community. And we saw that the power of the Antichrist, those men who belong to this power, they were disturbing, they were trying to disturb us with this crusade. Even the Antichrist is doing their work, but they are also afraid of the power of the shepherd. So, our church and the senior pastor, we are showing the evidences of the living God so people can firmly believe. And as the shepherd is living the Bible, he was teaching the Bible, and he's living the Bible, so he is making us true children of God. This is like in the Old Testament. God gave 10 commandments, and the commandments through Moses. It is like seeing Moses. We can feel, while reading about Moses, we can also feel our senior pastor. And also, reading about those disobedient people to Moses, we can also think of our past, disobedient, while we were disobedient. We could have felt sorry, and we could have also repented with tears. And many prophets in the Old Testament, they were pleading. They were teaching the will of God to people with the tearful petitions, even with tears. And reading about the prophets, you can also feel the, you can also be reminded of the senior pastor. So as the shepherd is living the Bible, is teaching the Bible, and is showing the evidences, is proving the Bible. So, in that, we are experiencing the Bible itself. We are living in the Bible. We are living the Bible. We are such a blessed believers. Let me conclude the message. So on top of all these things, as you read the Bible, there is one more fact that you have to realize. It is love of God. Even in the Old Testament, you can read about the ways of giving sacrifices. They might sound a little difficult, but you can also understand that through sons of Israel and Moses, you can be reminded of yourself and the relationship between the shepherd and yourselves. And also about the judges. You read about that when they were disobedient, they faced the trials, and when they repented, God sent them salvation. So, reading through all these things, we can understand all these things. Please do not feel the Old Testament is difficult. I hope you will feel the love of God from all these events recorded in the Bible. We are feeling the love of God. Seeing the relationship between God and first generation of Exodus. You could have felt they were really evil, but you could have also realized that you were evil just like that, just like they were too. They were arrogant, they were stiff-necked people. But God said, I will forsake them. But Moses prayed, risking his own salvation to save them, to save these through Moses. We can be reminded of our shepherd. He did the same thing, even especially in these past 3 years. You didn't just hear about the love of the shepherd. You are feeling the love of the shepherd. After he finished the Lunar New Year meetings and the Sunday service, he went up to the mountain prayer. He went back to mountain prayer. And the Father God gave him this word of revelation. He said there were seven dangers of life that he senior pastor passed. The first one was before he became a pastor. He was giving everything through prayers and fasting. The second time, it is when he bled in 1992. You heard about it many times. And those workers of the church, they witnessed. It was not just when people face some difficulties, they say, you know, I came back from a gate of hell or something. But God is not talking about something like that. He actually died and came back to life in 1992. He bled completely. You know, he bled all the blood. He bled to death, actually. And he died. And he was happy dying in the bosom of God. You know, he sacrificed himself for the church members so much. And he was so much under so much pressure, financial pressure, and so many other pressures. And all his hard works, were such great burdens on him, and that's why he had to bleed, and he actually died, and he met the Lord, and he was happy meeting with the Lord, and he accepted his death. But the Lord showed him a vision that after he died, he would die. What will happen to this church? Some church members would come to church and pray to keep the church, but many others will go back to the world, will go back to the way of hell. And even pastors and workers, they would go back to the way of hell. And senior pastor said, oh, I can't do this. I have to live to keep them. So he asked the Lord to revive him. So by the power of God, he revived. And he is still ministering up to this day. The third is the trials in 98 and 99. When I thought about that period, at the end of 98, he lost so much energy and he lost a lot of body weight. And you probably remember, if you were there, his pants were just so big. He lost so much weight. When he was coming up to the altar, they had to help him come up here. But even then, at the end of 98, he had special healing sessions for the sick. And there were so many signs and wonders. He was sacrificing everything for the kingdom of God, for God, and for the souls, and for salvation. He wouldn't take care of himself. The fourth is when he was going through so many trials in the overseas crusades. He once passed danger of death in the Dubai crusade. When he went to Dubai, in the hotel, there was so much fever, and he would never have. Since he met the Lord, since he was healed by God's power, he didn't have any fever or any cold or chill or anything. He didn't have any cold. But it was not just a cold or chill. It was a fever. He had this fever. And I probably think it's that time. Because in the Dubai meeting, he passed this danger of death. Fifth and sixth were the separation of spirit and spiritual studies. He passed many dangers of death. And the seventh is this time, this Lunar New Year, and the Sunday service. After he finished all the sermons, he lost all his energy. He didn't have any energy, but he wouldn't think of his body. He was dying. He wouldn't think about it. He was just fulfilling his duties for the souls. And he finished all those schedules and he went back to the mountain prayer. And it was actually right at the death. And then you saw him for the 3 days in the Lunar New Year, from the morning until the afternoon, until evening. He was meeting with the, he was speaking to the members. He was shaking hands with members. And you heard him speak. It was very difficult for him to speak, but he kept on speaking. If, with that kind of a voice, and because he didn't have energy, you know, it's going to be so hard even to say one word. With that kind of a voice, if you speak for hours, you cannot recover. You wouldn't be able to speak at all. But for 3 days, he was speaking to you. He was speaking to us. And after that, on the Sunday, from early morning until late evening, he had to do, you know, even in his sermons, he was, he just kept on preaching to us. And you heard. And you heard the breath. The short breath of a senior pastor during the evening service. And at that time, his body was actually right at the, right before death. I mean, right at the death. But he wouldn't care about himself. He was only giving everything for the souls and for the kingdom of God. After he went back to the mountain prayer, his body condition was so bad that he had to eat only rice porridge. He couldn't eat something spicy at all, but he passed. He just had to lie down there because he didn't have energy, any energy. And he passed this. As God was explaining about the seventh death, he said, the senior pastor wouldn't care about he was dying. He wouldn't even be aware of the fact that he was dying. He was only thinking of the souls. And so by passing these dangers of death, he increased the faith of the church members. So there are so many people in spirit and those who are on the rock of faith. And even for the end of March, to gain more than God said, there will be more than 100 men of spirit, and so many more hundreds of men on the rock of faith. You know, through his sacrifices, what is gained is our gain. He gave us everything, his life, energy, his breath, and everything. Through those sacrifices, we can have spiritual growth. And even though God gave us these blessings, even though God said that so many people will come into spirit and be on the rock of faith by the end of March, even though God proclaimed this blessing, only those who trust and love the shepherd can receive these blessings. But God wants to give this blessing to every church member, and he sacrificed himself to do that. And only those who are thankful for this, who believe, trust in him, and only those who try to change themselves, they can receive these blessings. But even though you try, and it's not something that you can achieve by your own effort. Even though you do it, you try to do it. If you try to do it by your own effort, you cannot do it. But if you think about the sacrifices of the shepherd, you can try harder. So why did the shepherd sacrifice himself this way? He is showing us the Bible itself. He is showing the signs and wonders in the Bible. For the last 32 years, we have seen so many times. We are living the Bible. We are living in the Bible. We can confidently say. And the shepherd is showing us the Bible itself. And why would he have to lose all his energy and sacrifice himself for such a long time? It is for our souls, for our spirit. It is for our faith to grow up. It is a time for him to fulfill the measure of justice, to increase our faith. And as we understand this point, I believe we should only be changed more quickly. Philip said, show me God, show to us God. And Jesus said, The one who saw me saw God. And John 14:11 says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. Through the works of the senior pastor, you met God. You felt the love of the Lord. All these powerful works manifested through the shepherd, you believe that the Bible is true. You experience them, you witness them, and you know who this shepherd is. He loves God so much, and God loves him so much. He's such a great man of God, and he's manifesting such great things of God, and we have to believe it. Unless you are a new believer, newcomer to Mammon Church, nobody can say, I cannot believe. But we have to once again think about true faith. The sons of Israel after the Exodus, they saw so many signs and wonders, so many great things. They said they believed in Moses. But when things were not for their gain, for when things were not beneficial to them, they complained. So true faith comes only through circumcision of the heart, only after casting away flesh. Only then can you have true faith. And to let us do that, for the last 32 years, the shepherd has been showing so many signs and wonders. But even after seeing signs and wonders, we didn't circumcise our heart. And to let us circumcise our heart, he is sacrificing his own body so that we can have true faith through and by circumcising our heart. Jesus was telling Philip, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And why do you ask me to show God to you? And let us think about ourselves. We are seeing all these so many great things as if we were living in Jesus' time. And let us think about what kind of Christian life we should lead. I hope you will think about your Christian life, how passionate it is, how fervent it is. Seeing the things manifested through the shepherd, we have understood the will of God. The things that shepherd is doing, everything is in the Bible, and is showing us the living God. If we really trust him, we have to obey his teachings. Then we can become true children, which is the pleasing will of God. As we read through the Bible, let us understand, let us think about the blessings we received. This church is living by the Word of God. The shepherd is living the Bible and teaching the Bible, and he is showing the things in the Bible. So we are living in this church. We are leading a Christian life in this church, and what kind of blessing this is? I hope you will understand the blessings, the kinds of blessings we are receiving so that you can catch this chance of changing us that God is giving to us. Through the works of recreation in this year, God is showing us more works of recreation. And as we read through the Bible, reading the Bible is one of the chances. You can understand the things that are written in the Bible and the things that are shown, manifested through our shepherd. You can compare these things, and you can understand and realize a lot of things. And you can also think about what kinds of attitudes you should have in your Christian life. And this is the grace of God given to us today. So by the end of March, we have this chance. Of course, it'll continue even after this March, but you shouldn't think, I will rest until March, and maybe I'll try to catch next chance. It is something foolish. We have to catch each chance so that you can quickly grow up. And everybody can go into spirit and Holy Spirit. So let us quickly become men of spirit and become his beautiful fruit. As you read the Bible this time, I talked about what kind of attitude and what kind of things you can understand while reading the Bible. I hope you will also understand the deep heart of God, deep will of God. And also you can understand that we are living in the Bible. I hope you will feel this and you will feel blessed. Let us pray together thinking about the message. Father God, thank you. All the things that are written in the Bible are shown, manifested in this church too. We are seeing all the evidences. Where else can we hear about these things? Where else can we see about these, see these things? Where else can we feel these blessings, have received these blessings? Let us understand the love of God. Let us understand the will of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. We will receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities. And for those who are not sick, receive the prayer, laying your hands on your chest for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Almighty God, God of love. Lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts. And drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away, light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations. Go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of artifacts of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer, and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them, and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts, and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen.